Latest data released by the General Administration of Customs shows China's deficit for the first 3 months of the year is slightly more than $1 billion. Li Wei is an economist at Standard Chartered in Hong Kong. He says the deficit figure is a one-off, helped by the rising cost of imports into China. He says the trade balance will return to surplus in the coming months, and the pressure on China to revalue its currency will remain strong.
Beijing is trying to reduce or correct its imbalance, but it's going to take time. There's no easy answer to that. We will see a trade surplus again in Q2 and Q3. We do think that yuan is structurally undervalued, and it is not just because of the trade surplus, but also because of the surplus in the financial account and capital account, which is why we are calling for 5% CNY appreciation against US dollars for this year. And we think just one quarter of small trade deficit doesn't make it the undervaluation go away.
The rare deficit already looks short-lived. China reported a tiny trade surplus of $140 million in March. Beijing aims to spark domestic demand and reduce the role of exports in the economy through wage increases rather than through exchange rate gains wanted by the United States and other countries. Beijing is accused of keeping the yuan artificially low to support its export sector. A weaker currency makes China's goods cheaper, giving its exporters an edge against their international competitors. There has been a slight appreciation in the yuan in the last year. It gained more than 4% against the dollar. But Western nations want it to rise in value quickly. But Beijing argues a sudden appreciation of its currency would be harmful to its economy and those of others as the world tries to recover from the global financial crisis. Peter Simpson for VOA News, Beijing.